Prices for corn and wheat are high, and that means poor people around the world have less to eat. That's causing a crisis for the United Nations World Food Program. Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now from Marketplace. And Nancy, I read about this story in the Los Angeles Times this morning. What other factors are at work here?
Madeline, it's pretty simple. Demand for food is up and supply is down. The world's population is growing, and at the same time, some major food exporters like Australia aren't producing as much food because of drought, and the UN says global food reserves are at their lowest level in 30 years.
Lowest level in 30 years. So how is the World Food Program coping?
Well, it's issued an appeal for money, a lot of money. The World Food Program says it's about $500 million short because food prices are up 40%. It's only gotten $600 million so far.
And if it doesn't get the money, does that translate into starvation?
It could, Madeline. The UN is already considering plans to ration food, and I spoke with a World Food Program spokeswoman, Bettina Lusher, and she says people will go hungry if there isn't additional aid.
We have to make sure that we help those who are weaker so that we don't see starvation. They don't have anybody else who can help them.
And because of the slowing economy here, is the U.S. less likely to give aid to the World Food Program?
It appears we might be. I spoke with Oxfam about that. Oxfam doesn't actually get money from the U.S. government, but they do lobby on behalf of U.N. programs. And an Oxfam lobbyist I spoke with, Goen Kripke, says he is just starting to see a pullback.
So we're seeing a reluctance by Congress and the White House to commit new money, even though the old money that they committed is buying less.
And it's buying less because prices are up, right?
That's right. As I mentioned, prices are up 40%. And also with the value of the dollar falling, U.S. aid is actually worth less. So the money we give the U.N. is worth less. And many commodities like corn and wheat are actually priced in dollars. And producers are raising their prices because they want to make up for the lower dollar. So we're paying more for these commodities. Wheat prices, for example, have been rising for the past 5 years. Now, those price increases, Madeline, have actually led to some food riots in some countries. People in Mexico are protesting higher prices for tortillas. There have been riots in Africa and also in Bangladesh. The price of rice has risen 25% to 30% over the past 3 months. In 2007 alone, the price rose about 70%. So higher prices leading to unrest, possibly rationing.
Thank you, Nancy. That's Nancy Marshall-Genzer of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.